Business Matters is brought to you by Print Supplies Frosses. Fed up waiting days for an engineer to service your printer or photocopier? Tired of running out of ink? Print Supplies keeps your office running smoothly with managed print solutions, local Donegal support and remote monitoring. With 21 years in business, Print Supplies helps save your business time and money. Email sales at printsupplies.ie to find out more.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Business Matters on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. This week, my focus of attention is the Ulster Mead Company, which was founded in 2021 in Convoy by two Polish natives, Kuba Błaszczak and Tomasz Rotowski. Widely regarded as the world's oldest alcoholic drink, mead is sometimes called honey wine and is made by fermenting pure honey with water, sometimes infused with fruits, spices, herbs or botanicals, to create distinctive flavour profiles. The company is building up an increasing customer base, is venturing into Northern Ireland and recently got a significant order from SuperValu. I've been finding out more about the Ulster Mead Company, the range of products and plans for the future. So recently I paid a visit to the premises in Convoy and there I spoke with Kuba Błaszczak, the co-founder and owner. Well, I'm here in Convoy alongside Kuba at the Ulster Mead Company. Kuba is from Poland originally. We're going to talk about the company here and how it is going from strength to strength. First, I'm just going to ask you about mead. I think a lot of people may have heard about mead, but you know, maybe don't know much about it. So what exactly is mead?
Hello, Chris. I would like to thank you for coming. So, the mead is the oldest alcohol in the world made from honey. It's basically fermented honey. You mix honey, water and yeast, and it's fermenting together, and that's how you make a mead.
Now, we'll hear a little bit more about the company in a few moments, but I just want to find out a little bit about your background. From Poland originally, but you've been in Ireland for many years.
Yes, I came to Ireland in September 2005, and I've been in the food industry since I came over. And my last 15, 16 years I spent as a chef, and my last 9 years I spent as a chef in Hillcrest Nursing Home in Letterkenny.
So what gave you the idea to branch into something like this? Because this is a product that, as I say, we may have heard of, but it's not something that people see on the shelves. Well, not until now.
Yeah, so basically, I met my friend Thomas, who developed the product many years ago, and he used to work in the alcohol industry in a few places. So I met him and started chatting about the alcohol, about the different craft products, and we found a big niche. And we also found out that the mead was very popular in Ireland so many years ago. So we started chatting about it, and, you know, after a while, we opened the company and tried to develop a couple products with different flavors as well, which were never made in Ireland before, right. Different flavors.
Was it in here in Convoy that the company started?
Yes, we started here. We just had a fifth anniversary, 15th of June, so we passed the 5 years since we opened.
So at the beginning, yourself and Tomas, there was a lot of long nights, I suppose, getting the whole thing off the ground, and he's still involved?
Yes, Thomas is a production manager. He's still helping me with all production. Yeah, he created a few more flavors, which will be available in upcoming years. So I'm really looking forward for that, and I want to thank him for all hard work and for support.
Tell me about the first year, getting the equipment. Obviously, you need it. What's the process to make mead? What do you actually have to do?
So, yeah, we just choose the place first, and we, for our base, we choose a former wool mill in Convoy. We choose that building because it has a beautiful history. It was well known for so many years. They used to produce fabrics for aeroplanes, for the post office, for the army as well, and it was closed for so many years. And we just found out the mill has so many units which are empty at the moment. So we found a big potential for the place like that. I come from Poland, so in the places like in our place in Poland, we have so many distilleries in the old abandoned buildings. Mm. So we thought, oh, it's gonna look really nice and cool if we make our meadery here.
Now, making the mead, what sort of space do you need? What sort of equipment do you need to make it?
Okay, so the mead process is fermentation, basically. So you need the fermentation tanks, you need some coolers, you need a mixer, you need some infusion tanks, this kind of stuff. Yeah, at the beginning, we had to develop the... We had to make a lot of renovations in the building because we had to do the drainage to make sure it's not flooded if it's so much water, and it's also easy to clean, and you know, it's nice to maintenance. Yeah, we chose the equipment. We had to connect all pipes and everything. So it took us over a year to build everything along with a licensing process and everything. Then we received permission from the officers, from the revenue officers, and we started production. And then after probably 6 or 8 months, we had the first batches ready.
So considerable time and investment, and maybe not knowing how well it was going to sell. So it was a risk on your part.
Of course, it was a massive risk because it's the same with every business, I think. You know, I used to grow in the entrepreneur's family, so I've seen how tough it is to run the business. My parents used to run the business for 20 years. So it's really difficult. And during the journey, you can find so many difficult things, you know, you can't predict how it's gonna be. Like I said, our starts, basically how we started was we had bills for first year and a half without any income, so it was quite challenging, but we managed everything, and here we are now.
And the first bottles that you produced, tell me about who were the first customers and how did you start promoting it?
Okay, so because the mead fermentation process takes quite a long time, so we thought that we can create something else which will be ready before our first batch of mead goes for sale. So we created herbal wines, which are the only herbal wines in the country. So we created 3 flavors with strawberry, tropical fruits, and the hibiscus with black tea leaves and the raisins. So they basically became the first herbal wines in the country. They taste like rosé, but no grapes on them. So we created those products and we started selling them in the local shops. So basically I was looking for a local off licenses and shops where we can sell them. And we were lucky enough to have a big support from the local community, from the local businesses, along with local enterprise office, like Letterkenny Chambers, and also radio, and a lot of people were involved, also Food Coast Donegal as well. We had a lot of helps, so thank you for that to everyone.
And at the beginning, you would have had to have gone around into shops, actually showing the product. They were taking a little bit of a gamble on you, but they didn't know. But once they got the feedback, you started getting repeat orders?
Yes, exactly. That's how it was working, yeah. Yeah, it was challenging. And like I said, I would like to thank you everyone again for the trust and for giving us opportunity, because I know everybody knows how difficult it is to get a place on the shelf in the shops. So, yeah, thank you again.
Now, tell me about the name, Ulster Mead Company. You could have called it Convoy Mead. You could have called it Polish Mead. Did it take you a while to think about the name of the company and then the products?
Well, to be honest, the Ulster Mead, it was created just months before we opened the company. And we decided to just keep it. And as we know, the Donegal is part of the Ulster, of course, the history. We didn't know exactly how it's going to look like, but it's helping a lot because at the moment we are developing the products to sell in the north. So actually it helps a lot to deal with customers in the Northern Ireland as well. They're quiet. They're helping us a lot now. So products will be there very soon.
Now we're looking at some of the products that you have. You've 3 main ones, and the first one was the King of the North.
King of the North. So yeah, that's our first mead. It's called King of the North. That's traditional semi-sweet mead. It's basically honey, water, and yeast. All flavor comes from the blossom honey. So yeah.
Now, it's about 13.7% in strength. So you drink it like a wine, you're saying?
Yeah, yeah, you drink it as a wine. You can call it honey wine. Mead is honey wine, basically. Mm. Yeah, it's not a whiskey, it's not a gin, it's mead. That's the category of the alcohol, yeah.
Now, looking at the bottles, it's a lovely shaped bottle. The graphics, the printer on it. You've got Blas Meharan sticker for the Irish Food Awards. The response that you've got from people, I mean, it does stand out.
Well, yeah, yeah. People love design and they love the flavor as well. It's easy to drink. It's natural because it's honey based, so that there are no bad ingredients in it. Just a natural honey and water, and it's fermented honey. So, yeah, yeah. And also, mead is a drink of the Vikings. So we are trying to keep the Viking history on the labels as well. So, yeah.
Yeah. And as it says, it was often consumed during feasts and celebrations, and it was considered a sacred drink and believed to have magical properties.
Well, yeah, yeah. The Vikings used to drink it from the horse. They believed that it gave them strength when they were fighting. It's also, many, many years ago, it was also used for the honeymoon. So basically, honeymoon word came over from the mead. People used to give the mead as a gift for the bride and groom. They believed that they give them like a lock for the... Yeah, you can read about it on the internet, you know, so it's a good story as well.
The ingredients in it, the honey, where do you get the honey from? The water and the water, does it have to be purified or what's exactly happened?
So, yeah, the water, it's... We are using our Donegal water, but we have a nice filtration system, so we have lamps and the filters to make sure it's nice and clean. And at the moment, we are using European honey.
And so you have to buy that in, is it in quite a big quantity?
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. We are buying big batches of honey and we mix it with water and yeast, yeah.
And then how long does it take from initially starting a batch to it being bottled?
Okay, so with the mead production, it's all about the time. You can make it pretty fast if you use the heating system or something like that. But we believe the taste of the mead is better if you take time. We just decided to have a longer fermentation process because if it goes slower, the flavor is much, much nicer. So it takes us about a half a year from the start to the bottling.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then at the beginning, cash flow-wise, you might have a lot of stock before you're actually getting the return on it. But now you're at the stage, you're going to produce a certain amount and, I suppose, try and match that to future orders.
Yes, yes, yes. That's how it works. Yeah, yeah. We usually are sold out most of the time, but we are trying to keep a good stocks and sometimes make extra batches to make sure we have enough. Mm. And at the moment, like I said, we'll be selling to the north, to the big distributor, so probably everything will be sold out very soon.
Now, the King of the North, that was the first mead that you produced. It has a honey-looking colour. Tell us now about the other ones. Secondly, we will go to the Midnight Drakkar. Tell us about that.
Okay, so Midnight Drakkar, that's our second release. It's the first Islands coffee mead. So for that product, we use water, honey and yeast. And we decided to use locally roasted coffee in Letterkenny called New Kid Coffee. Mm-hmm. So we are using their Colombian coffee for that. So the process is almost the same. We just infuse coffee into the product and it's fermenting together along with nice, strong espresso. So this one, it's quiet. It's obviously very, very different product. It's the first coffee mead in the country as well. So it's really challenging to encourage people to try it. But once we do in tasting, people love it. And this product goes really nice with desserts. It goes really nice with, let's say, brownies, ice cream, with chocolate, this kind of stuff. You can get it in the local restaurants. For example, Lemon Tree Restaurant and Number 9 in Letterkenny, they have it in their dessert menu.
Yeah, and it's great to see around Donegal at the moment between craft beers and whiskies, and there's a number of distilleries. There's a lot of people. You mentioned the Food Coast Donegal helping each other. That network is there, and there's a real drive to promote local products.
Oh yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's really nice to use the local products to develop our final meat as well. You know, and like you said, yeah, Food Coast Donegal. It's absolutely fantastic. Network. We are doing events together, like a Donegal Festival of Food in Oakfield Park, for example, in May. So yeah, it's beautiful collaboration.
And certainly they'd make a great gift for people who maybe particularly a birthday or Christmas or something, because it's something different, something unusual that many people may not have seen before.
Yes, exactly. It's absolutely different. And like I said, you know, it's difficult to promote the product until someone try it. So that's why we're trying to do a lot of tastings and festivals so people can try, and like 99% of people they buy in because they like the product, and we have lots of comebacks and also lots of online orders too.
Now we have another one here, Freya's Kiss. So tell me about that.
Okay, so that's our third, but not the final flavor. We have few more in the plans. So that's our Freya's Kiss. That's the first hibiscus mead in Ireland. So for that one, we decided to blend the dry hibiscus flowers into the mead. So it was fermenting quite longer as well. But, you know, we started from the small batch, like 20 liters, to see how it's going to taste like. So, yeah, once we tried it and we said, oh, we have to go for that one because, you know, it's really, really tasty. And like I said, that's the first hibiscus mead in the country. And this one, this mead you can drink as a red wine as well, but it tastes like port or sherry. Okay. Yeah, my mom tried that and she said, oh, that reminds her. We call it Nalewka Babuni in Poland. It's like a sherry in Poland made from local fruits. And so it's really, really tasty.
And tell me, in Poland, is mead popular?
Yeah, the mead in Poland, it's huge. Like Poland actually hosts the biggest mead competition in Europe called Mead Madness Cup. So companies and meat producers from home meat producers are able to send their products for this competition. And this year they had a massive entries, even from America, Mexico. Actually, we won bronze medal in that competition in the Metaglin category. For our coffee meat, and American meat and Mexican, they were first, second, and we represented Ireland. We won the third place.
Great.
In this competition. Yeah, it's well known in Poland, very, very well.
You're listening to Business Matters with me, Chris Ashmore, and I'm speaking with Kuba Washtok, co-founder and owner of the Ulster Mead Company based in Convoy. Join us again after this break.
Business Matters is proudly sponsored by Print Supplies Frosses. Fed up waiting days for an engineer to service your printer or photocopier? Tired of running out of ink? Print Supplies keeps your office running smoothly with managed print solutions, local Donegal support and remote monitoring. Print Supplies helps save your business time and money.
Welcome back to Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore, as I continue my interview with Kuba Washtok, co-founder and owner of the Ulster Mead Company based in Convoy. Let's hear now about how Ulster Mead will soon be on the shelves of Super Value stores around the country, plans to increase production, and also plans to open up the production facility in Convoy to show visitors the process and to educate them about the whole mead story. Now, I was looking at your website, the Ulster Mead Company, very well laid out, some nice photographs on it, and one of the things on it is a map showing where people can get the produce. And as you've mentioned, around Donegal, there's many outlets in the northwest, some in Dublin as well. So you are growing, and then not so long ago, you got a deal with one of the major supermarkets, Super Value.
Oh yeah, recently I finished Super Value Food Academy, so that was quite challenging couple months. Actually, I received the results today from TU as well, so I passed all exams, which is nice.
Great, congratulations.
Thank you. And so at the moment we'll be able to supply all Super Values around the country, but obviously we have to start very slow with the local super value stores, and then we're going to grow. Yeah.
And if you have to scale up production, and if you get a big order in, how easy or difficult is that for you?
Well, I just need time and money. This is it. If I have enough money, I can do it very, very fast.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And long term, I mean, do you have plans to increase capacity over the years?
Of course, yeah, we're planning. Yeah, the demand is huge for that, and like I said, we'll be selling in the other countries as well across the Europe very soon. So obviously we have to increase the capacity and the production, and also I'm trying to open my midery for the tours as well, so people will be able to come over and see what we do.
Right. Here. So here in Convoy, you could have a case, tourists could come in and you could show them the process, and that's also a potential income stream.
Of course, yeah, yeah. I want to show people how we make the oldest alcohol in the world here in Donegal. So I want to show people our story. I want to show our products. We want to introduce to mead and show people and explain how good it is.
Yeah. And maybe generate some employment as well.
100%, yeah. Yeah. I'll be happy to take more people once we get a nice cash flow. Yeah, 100%.
Now, tell me, aside from drinking it like a wine, I see you can use it in cocktails or indeed as a mixer.
Well, yeah, yeah. To be honest, mead is, in my opinion, it's a not drink for the cocktails. Mm. It tastes beautiful as it is, but you can make cocktails with them, yeah. On our website, you can find a nice recipe for the King of the North along with Andulaman gin made in Ardua Distillery. This is a really nice cocktail, very refreshing, especially for the summertime.
And would some of the products go particularly well with, maybe some go better with beef or lamb, or would you pair them with certain things?
Well, yeah, like I said, the coffee mead you can pair with desserts. Freya Keys, our hibiscus mead, will go very, very well with dinners, with red meat, with chicken, with dog. It's going to go beautifully. Yeah. Yeah.
And in order to attract more publicity and to grow the market, things like trade shows and going to food markets, things like that, they're all part of your work now.
Yeah, yeah, it's good fun. Yeah, I used to, I always like to meet people and be around, you know. I'm not the home person, so it's, I think I choose the right profession at the moment, and it's really, really nice to travel around, especially at the festival and at the tastings in the local shops, and talk with people, hear the histories, and talk what we're making here, yeah.
Now, the fact that they are made in small batches, how do you, can one batch vary much from another? I mean, how do you keep that sort of consistency there?
Oh, it's quite challenging, but each batch is about 600 bottles, so they are still small batches, yeah. Sometimes you have more wastes, you know, but everything goes well so far, and, you know, sometimes you have more, you're losing more product during the filtration or something, but, yeah. You know, so far it goes well.
And the bottling then, is that done here?
Yeah, yeah, we're making everything here, so since the beginning, we were trying to develop like a comfortable area, what we can change very quickly for the, let's say, for the production area. So once we are doing new batches, we are removing the tables and we are making productions. When it's bottling, labeling, we just put the tables here and put all equipment we need, and that's how we do it.
And now, as you branch further afield, will you be hoping to get distributors maybe in other parts of the country to take the product, or it wouldn't be economic for you to be going down to Wexford with one van load or anything like that. So how do you expand outside the county?
Okay, so at the moment I'll be developing the products into the Salty Boy company in Belfast. So they'll be supplying all places around the Northern Ireland. And here I'm looking for a good distributor who can supply for other parts of Ireland. But to be honest, I would like to keep to go slower with it, because obviously we're still making small batches. So once we increase the production, I'll be able to supply more and more.
And your website, there's an online shop. So have you had orders from far-flung places?
We can sell only in Ireland. So, yeah, but it's interesting because we have quite a lot of orders from Cork as well. Okay. And Cork have own meaderies. So the people from that area like to try our products. And we have few repeats as well from Dublin area, like I said, and Cork as well. So it's nice to see, because I'm doing, I'm checking orders and packing myself. So it's nice to see if you receive the order and have the same customer again, which is really, really nice. Yeah,
absolutely. So time-wise, as things expand, you'll be getting busier and busier. But away from it, how do you unwind? Do you sit down and have a glass yourself in the evening?
Well, I wish. Sometimes, yeah, when it's nice, yeah. I like to have a glass, especially with my wife. Mm-hmm. But I love travel as well. I love hike as well. So I'm trying to go to the mountains if I have extra spare time. I love to spend the times with my two boys. We travel a lot as well, you know. Yeah. So that's how I clear my head. Yeah, the mountains are really good. Sometimes you feel really big pressure because, like, you know, the running the business is like you eat the glass every day. That's how you feel. But once I go to the mountains and clear my head, I'm coming back and everything looks so easy. Yeah.
And small companies, people who are startups like yourselves and one or two people, there's a lot of challenges out there. Your electricity bill, I'm sure, has gone up an awful lot in recent times. So no doubt you have to plan carefully and maybe not go too quickly.
Yeah, at the beginning I was very stressed about the times, about the licensing process and everything, because the bills were huge and the money goes very quickly, you know, if you don't know how to manage it. So, but after the time, I just realized that happened for the reason. So at the moment, I treat it as a marathon. It's not a sprint. So I like to grow slower. But, you know, because of it, I think I can avoid a lot of mistakes during the journey. So, yeah.
Do you have a plan that each year there might be one or two new products?
Well, I don't have exact plan, but we have 3 more flavors at the moment, which are really, really tasty and absolutely unique. And once I feel I'll be ready to put them on the market, I'm going to do it.
And maybe that's one of the best parts of your job, is sampling these different new products potentially.
Oh, yes, yes. That's always nice. You have to come here and check the fermentation sometimes. So you're drinking if you want or no.
Now, aside from the actual production of the various products, you call it the Ulster Room. So tell us a little bit about that. What is it?
Okay, so Ulster Room, I was inspired by Boiler Room. That's the channel on YouTube, which shows a lot of DJs and artists over. So I said, okay, we can create something like that in our meadery. So basically, we are recording music sessions with local artists and musicians here. So we are working on that along with Mouthpiece Open Mic Night, which is hosted in the Cottage Bar in Letterkenny. So artists coming over to the open mic, and after a while they have a chance to come over and record the free sessions in here in our meadery.
Yeah. And so they're getting it in an old building. There's a nice atmosphere about it, and this is going to happen hopefully more and more often.
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah, yeah. We recorded quite a few of them actually tonight. I'm going to upload another session. So it's really nice to see so many great artists from Donegal, lots of musicians, you know, and singers. It's unreal how many people can sing here, you know. I come from Poland. We have good singers and artists as well. But me and my wife are always laughing. Like, you take a random person on the street, put on the stage and say sing, and that person can sing. So we're thinking, like, Irish people are very, very talented, especially here in Donegal. So we are so grateful that people come in here and showing their talents, and we can show that through our channels as well.
So you set up a stage here in this unit here. Does the equipment have to be moved?
No. We can't touch the equipment, but we are basically
cording it off.
Yeah. It's covered here, and we are making stage here in the front. We put a few chairs. We have a filming crew. we have a sound engineer, so that's how we film. So the session is roughly, it takes all day because we are trying to do it once a month and record three at the time, which is sometimes it's challenging because obviously we are free at the weekends most of the time, and it's really hard to organize everyone, especially artists, to come here for the sessions at the weekends when they have big opportunities to sing somewhere. Yeah, but it works somehow.
And if people want to find out more, the website is a good way of doing that?
Yeah, if someone wants to buy our products, you can order online in www.ulstermead.com, and you can also find the tab called Find Store Locator, so you can see the stores where you can buy our products. You can also buy our products in many local shops, depends on your area, but it's over 60 shops at the moment, so it's plenty choices, yeah.
Now, since you started up, you've won a number of awards, which is good publicity, and no doubt it helps to promote the product even further.
Yes, yes, it's very motivating if you see that your product received awards. So basically, King of the North, our first mead received, we were finalists in Blaznaher and Irish Food Award last year, top five in the fermented alcoholic drinks category. So I can say we sent our products again to the Blaznaheran competition, so hopefully by the end of this month I receive the message that we are in the final again. Yeah, it's nice to see it, yeah. We also received the award from local enterprise office for the innovation as well, so I'm really grateful for everything and for support.
Well, my thanks to Kuba Bostock, co-founder and owner of the Ulster Mead Company based in Convoy. That's it for this week's Business Matters on Highland Radio. Don't forget that you can catch this program, and indeed all previous ones as well, in the playback section of the Highland Radio website. And it's also available as a podcast. Until the next time, I hope you have a healthy, happy and profitable week ahead. From me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye and thanks for listening.
Business Matters is brought to you by Principalize Frosses. Fed up waiting days for an engineer to service your printer or photocopier? Tired of running out of ink? Print Supplies keeps your office running smoothly with managed print solutions, local Donegal support and remote monitoring. With 21 years in business, Print Supplies helps save your business time and money. Email sales at printsupplies.ie to find out more.